We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by CSpire. Add CSpire fiber to your roster at cspire.com/alfiber. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. Alabama softball completed the weekend sweep over Texas A&M with a 14-6 run rule win Saturday afternoon at Rhodes Stadium. The Crimson Tide offense tied its season high with 16 hits, led by three hit performances from Alexis Mack and Savannah Woodard. Alabama had a pair of home runs in the day, including a three-run shot from Bailey Hemphill and a grand slam from Kaylee Tell, part of a career-high five runs batted in for the Madisonville, Kentucky native. Up next, Alabama softball will be at Arkansas next weekend with games Friday to Sunday in Fayetteville. I'll have more in a moment.
Bad internet is bad for business. We've all been there. Lagging video chats.
I don't remember what I said.
Slow downloads.
Oh, come on.
It's just not a good look. Instead, call CSpire Business. Our local experts deliver gigabit speeds backed by thousands of miles of fiber for the fastest, most reliable internet around. Period. No excuses, no apologies. Just fiber-fast internet that works. CSpire Business. See how our fiber solutions can help power your success at cspirebusiness.com.
Alabama baseball went 1-2 over the weekend, defeating 6th-ranked Tennessee 7-4 on Friday night, fueled by home runs by Sam Prater and Drew Williamson. The Vols took the Saturday contest 8-4 in 11 innings. Alabama and Tennessee had a hard-fought game on Easter Sunday, with Tennessee winning 9-8 in a game that featured home runs for Prater, Peyton Wilson, and Owen Diodati. Alabama will next host ULM on Tuesday and Wednesday at the Joe. And that's your Bama update. Crimson Tide Today brought to you by CSpire. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.